Incoming Jacksonville City Council President Aaron Bowman is still deciding whether he'll keep a task force on civil rights history. But if he does, he wants its scope to narrow. But some task force members say their work is necessarily broad. The task force has unquestionably widened its scope since current Council President Ana Lopez Brochet created it to investigate why Jacksonville isn't included on the National Civil Rights Trail. But task force members argue that's for good reason. The group is creating a city historical timeline and discussing how best to disseminate that information through a smartphone app, markers and memorials, or even a civil rights museum. Task force member Rodney Hurst was an organizer of lunch counter sit-ins in the 1960s. He says local civil rights history is so rich and it's been neglected for so long, it's impossible to stay narrowly focused.
Our scope might be limited, but our conversation is not limited because of civil rights is not, you don't confine it just to a narrow covert of some kind. So all the conversation about getting an app and about repository and whether or not we're going to have a civil rights museum, none of that is part of the charge, but it is part of the conversation that we come up with.
Incoming Council President Bowman says he and Mayor Lenny Curry support a new civil rights museum, but he'll make a final decision on whether to keep the committee after he reads its final report, which is due out later this month. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.